From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Some in the travel industry are starting to take note of a growing business opportunity, Muslim-friendly tourism. They're catering to special dietary needs and offering other accommodations for guests who are practicing Muslims. John Lawrenson reports on the services offered by one business in the western French city of Angers.
In a room with a four-poster bed in her 18th-century chateau outside Angers, Iman Azouzi sets a prayer mat down in the direction of Mecca. She has guests tonight at her halal B&B.
L'idée, effectivement, elle m'est venue parce que...
I got the idea when, a few years ago, a family was turned away from a bed and breakfast place because the mother was wearing a hijab.
The guest is a young computer engineer called Mounir Ouziz. His wife and children are arriving later. Their experience of non-halal tourism has been so-so.
It can be difficult at mealtimes. When it's not halal, you can only eat fish. There's nothing wrong with fish, but it's nice to eat a little meat from time to time. We were never aggressed because of my wife's hijab, but people do look at you in a funny way, which is difficult sometimes.
An animated film on a website called MuslimTrip.fr, where a female black silhouette says to a male black silhouette, "Essayons de faire un Muslim trip, chérie. Why don't we go on a Muslim trip, darling?" There are lots of sites like this: Voyage Halal, Tourisme Islamique, Travel Muz, Halal Booking. Most offer segregated bathing and spa facilities for women. New York-based Dinar Standard, a consultancy specialised in Islamic markets, says world halal tourism is increasing 8% a year and now represents 12% of world tourism. Back at his chateau B&B, I asked Mounir if the rise of halal tourism will separate Muslims even more from non-Muslims. Not here, he says, where they often have non-Muslim guests too.
Les musulmans sont traités de la même manière que les autres. Voilà, c'est ce qu'on recherche.
It's good to be Muslim-friendly, he says, not Muslim-only. In Angers, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.